This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us as our guest in the studio for this segment, Jamie McAloon-Lamman, the Executive Director of the Ingham County Animal Control. Welcome back to the show, Jamie.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you. Jamie, we wanted to have you in because I know you've got a big event coming up on the 23rd on the north side of town this time in order to try and increase the amount of people who are licensing and taking care of their dogs. And as we just talked about in the previous segment, I almost owned a new dog and would have if not for the importance of having a collar and having a license on a dog. Tell us about the event on the 23rd.
Well, it's our neighborhood licensing and vaccination program, and we do it about five times during the year, mostly during the spring and summer because it's usually held in outdoor locations because we have so many people that show up. But it's a great opportunity to provide low-cost vaccinations. In fact, for this particular one on Friday, September 23rd, all rabies are free. It doesn't matter if you've got dog or cat or if you're getting a license or not, your rabies vaccination will be free on that day. Mm-hmm. But we also offer reduced vaccinations such as distemper for dogs, distemper parvo, and feline vaccinations for distemper as well for $5. Normally, the incentive is free rabies if you buy a license. That's what we normally do. This one is free to everybody regardless. But it's also an amnesty day, which means if you haven't purchased your license, you're not going to be penalized for being late and charged double, which is what the case is. If someone knocks on your door and asks for your license, you don't have it, you would actually pay double if you're in violation. So this is a great way to get people in there, get their animals some low-cost, in fact, free vaccinations. Veterinarians providing the service. They usually donate their time to do that. Mm-hmm. They do give a cursory look at the animals, and we've been known to say, okay, you need to get this to your vet. You need to do A, B, C, or D.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity if you have pet has never been to a vet. And believe me, the majority of the dogs that show up at these vets at these events have never been to a vet before in their life. I mean, they're bringing them in on ropes and chains and they're walking blocks to get to them. That's why we come to the neighborhood because you can offer these specials at clinics, throughout Lansing. But the problem is they can't get to them.
Sure.
Most of the people that need these clinics don't have cars. They don't have a way to get that dog, or there are four dogs, or there are five cats, whatever the case may be. And you'd be amazed. They really want this service. They do nothing but thank us. I mean, it's a very rewarding experience. We always tell our volunteers, you're going to love this because it's very uplifting.
Well, I'm amazed that this can even take place. Now, if somebody's from outside the area, let's say this radio show goes some distance, what limitations do you have? Because I can't imagine you have an open purse for everybody that lives within the listening group. There has to be some limitation, I would hope.
Unfortunately, it is for Ingham County residents only.
Good.
It is.
Okay.
We've had a few people show up for it, and it is difficult because our funding comes from our donors. This is not the county does not pay for this. This is done through our animal care fund or grants that we get. Yeah. So this is not. There's no county tax dollars.
That was my next
question. Work here. None
that
at all.
That was my next question.
Yeah. This is all fundraising.
It seems so generous. It seems like such a benevolent gesture that how can you miss out on such an opportunity, especially in hard times like this? But you have some very benevolent individuals out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's the volunteers, as I said, they will donate their time. That is a biggie right there because they believe in this program, and it ensures our community is rabies vaccinated, which is also very vital to make sure to a safe community. Yeah. And we get those animals licensed. This is part of our pet retention program. This has many other ulterior motives. First of all, we talk to the people. We find out who's on the edge. We tell them about the food bank. We ask them. We see them showing up with a chain wrapped around their dog's neck. We have collars and leashes available to give to them, and we do a little bit of education there about why they need to keep the collar on and use a leash, not a chain.
Right.
For that animal's comfort.
Right.
So there's a lot going on. There's education. There's assistance to help that pet stay in that household. And it's been successful. I mean, we reduced the number of animals we took in last year by over 1,000 animals. That's significant. And that's based on the licensing program, the pet retention components, all those things, and education, of course, and spay-neuter. The spay-neuter is big. We see those dogs and cats showing up. They're not spayed or neutered. We're right there with a flyer. In fact, several people, they would get hit four times before they finally finished with the event with flyers in their hands from everybody. Because we have the pit stop program, quite a few of these animals showing up are pit or pit mixes. So that program is wonderful. They can get their animal spayed or neutered for $45 and $50, male and female.
Right.
A heck of
right.
a deal. And that includes their vaccinations, too.
Right.
Again, that's donations as well that pay for that.
Wow.
Feline Fix It, $15 for a male cat and $25 for a female cat.
Right.
I mean, that's a heck of a deal right there. No reason to not have spayed or neutered
exactly.
animals.
Exactly.
You know, just stop smoking for a week, you know. You can pay for that cat. You know, so, but so we really do get a big bang for our buck. It's like the carrot before the horse. We get them in there, and then we just hit them on all sides with all sorts of assistance.
Hey, sometimes that's what it takes to get a message through. Now, Jamie, the event you said is going to be on the 23rd. Where is it going to take place exactly?
It's going to be at the North Precinct, which is, I have the address right in front of me here. It's at 740 May Street in Lansing, the North Precinct, right in their parking lot there. And we're going to be there from 11 to 4 p.m. on Friday. Rain or shine, we're there.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I'm not sure how much time we have in this section, but I just wanted to bring up the rabies situation, simply mm-hmm. from the standpoint that I think we've lived in such a great vaccinated society that we never see any kind of like raising the bar of issue. You know, nothing comes across mm-hmm. the presses of the issues of with respect to safety. But maybe we should talk a little bit about that, because I think if you don't have rabies shots, you might think that, well, we're kind of protected in one way or another. And I think it's probably important to bring a little sobriety in this whole situation and the sincerity of how important that is.
And that's a good point, because the general public, they don't have the bite reports coming across their desk like I do. When an animal bites a human being, that animal will go into quarantine, whether it has a rabies vaccination or not. However, if that animal doesn't have a rabies vaccination, the seriousness to the victim is agonizing, because they've got to wait 10 days to make sure this animal's not going to drop dead or start foaming at the mouth. Whereas if that animal had a rabies vaccination, the victim is at peace, even
right.
though we still watch it for 10 more days. And sometimes, I mean, we do ask, I mean, for a test of that animal, and that requires the decapitation of the animal to send the brain off for examination.
Mm-hmm.
So protect
mm-hmm.
your animal, get it rabies vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And cats, we see more cases of cats exposed to rabies than we do dogs, because bats get inside
yes.
of a house
yeah.
and they pull the bat down, or the bat possibly could have bitten them and they don't even know it. But we see a lot of cat exposures to bites, and these are indoor cats.
Uh-huh.
And that's the number one argument I hear from people: my cat never goes out. The majority of cats that are quarantined for bat exposures are indoor-only cats.
And let me get this right. If anybody within Ingham County has a cat,
mm-hmm.
and they can somehow carry it out their house,
bring it in a carrier,
yeah. they can literally get
a free rabies
vaccination.
Yep, on that Friday. Absolutely, it's free.
So calling all cats. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's make this the biggest event ever. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and you have these 5 times a year.
Yep.
We're kind of getting all excited about this with this one. But
yeah.
we need to make sure we bring this up to everybody every time you have one of these events, because this is fantastic.
Yeah. The people in these communities really do appreciate it, and uh-huh. we're glad to be there. As I said, it's very rewarding to have people receive a service that they don't take for granted. You know, they know we're all working hard, because everybody's volunteering their time there, and usually it's in the hot sun, and so it's a great event to be at.
Right. Now, one of the other things you mentioned is the licensing amnesty,
mm-hmm.
which is also an important thing. Jamie, can you explain why licensing is so important in terms of why it's good for the community and how it helps the animal control?
Well, you know, that's always been a banner that I've always been flying, because licensing is a very important component to a humane animal control program. First of all, it promotes the rabies vaccination, because you have to have a rabies to get a license. Secondly, it gets the animal home. And I can tell you, when we pick up an animal that has a license on and we can reach the owner by phone, that animal's getting a free ride home. You know, they're going to take it right to the home, because we don't want it at our shelter. So it reduces the population at the shelter quite a bit. Plus, it returns that animal to its owner.
Absolutely.
Owner identification is important. We use it in a number of things, whether it's because we want to find an owner to return it to, or we want to find the owner, find out why that animal is in the poor condition it's in. So, I mean, it can work in a number of different ways.
Absolutely.
Licensing, it promotes spay and neuter. We have differential licensing that is pretty vast here in Ingham County. It wasn't that way when I got here. We promoted it and we got it. Whereas it is far more beneficial to you to spay or neuter your animal because your license is only $14 if you have a spayed or neutered dog. If it's not spayed or neutered, then that fee goes up to $50. That's a pretty big incentive
right.
to get animals spayed or neutered, and it works. And if people can't afford that, we have programs to help them get them spayed or neutered. So it's not that we've priced them out of it. If they want to spay or neuter their animal, we can help them. So that's
right.
not going to be a problem.
Right. For essentially, it sounds like less than the cost of the license.
Yep. We can
they
get
can
them.
Literally, yep. you know, so
spay
by the time you take, you know, then it becomes $15. The math works in great
yeah,
favor.
Yeah,
I think there's been
does.
A little thought process that goes yeah. along with this. This is fantastic.
Well, it's also a good solution for kitten season because I you think there's a problem with dogs being strays. The cat stray problem that we've heard about week after week just continues to grow. I'd imagine you're seeing the same thing in animal control.
It is. We don't have our numbers in yet because we're getting ready to look at our stats to see how they compared to last year at this time of year because it just seemed like we just got pounded this year with kittens and cats and kittens and cats. And the season, the breeding season seemed to have moved later because we were still having kittens being born in September, it seems like. So hopefully we're through our last breeding session. But I'm telling you, the kittens and the cat issue is extreme. And, you know, people say, well, why don't we license cats? Well, I would be for licensing cats.
Right.
I would be,
right.
you know.
Right. Right.
One, it would promote the rabies vaccination of cats.
Yeah, sure.
Two, it would definitely curtail the number of cats that people allow to roam on their property, unaltered. You know,
uh-huh.
We've got to do something because what we're doing now just isn't working.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's
right.
just. I mean, these cats can breed 2 to 3 times a year.
And you have efforts underfoot. The Humane Society
yep.
has efforts underfoot.
Yep.
There's a lot of dollars that go into
a lot of
charity money yep. that goes in just trying to keep up with it.
Spay,
just
neuter.
Doggy paddling,
yeah.
if you will,
yeah.
in
yep.
this sea of issue with respect to
yeah.
cats.
There has to be more done. I mean, otherwise it will be a continuing problem. And it's not just, you know, people say it's ferals. It's not just ferals. It's free roaming cats. Free roaming cats are people's pets that they allow to roam freely on everybody's property, mm-hmm. unaltered. Mm-hmm. These are the ones that are spraying the windows at night, screaming at night, fighting, beating up their cats. I mean, just, you know, yeah. spaying yeah. and neutering would be one piece, but also, you know, keeping them inside would be yeah. also another.
Back years ago when it was farmland, you know, mm-hmm. maybe situations like that were kind of self-controlling,
yep.
but
yep.
now that we're urban setting, we have to take on the responsibility and the commitments of being in an urban mm-hmm. environment. We have neighbors.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Jamie, we've got about a minute left. Is there anything else that we need to tell the listeners about this event taking place on the 23rd?
Of course, if they're bringing a dog, make sure it's on a leash. If you don't have a leash, we'll get one for you when you get there, but make sure it's on something that you can keep it contained in. And cats have to be in a carrier. We want to make sure that they're not stressed out and upset. We try to shoot the cats through real fast if we can so that they're not upset.
Yeah, they hear the dog barks and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
All the stuff going on. Boy, I hope you have a huge turnout. I hope it wraps around the block.
It usually does.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. Good?
It usually
well,
does.
If nothing else, if you want to see a cat and dog show,
it's
a little different than usual, but come on out to the event on the 23rd.
Yep.
And it's from 11 to 4 o'clock. And can you give that address one more
yep,
time?
It's going to be on May Street. It's going to be at 740 May Street at the North Precinct in Lansing.
Fantastic. So all of you who need the help has arrived. All you have to do is be there on the 23rd. Thank you, Jamie, for coming
oh,
in
welcome.
And for doing this. We really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We've been talking
yeah.
this morning with Jamie McAloon-Lampman, the Executive Director of the Ingham County Animal Control. And Rick, after the break, we're going to shift topics and deal with the issue of closing down your pond or water garden right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.